The city of Baghdad is experiencing a phase of stability and security rarely seen since the 2003 U.S. invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Baghdadis who once flocked to outdoor cafes, parks, and cultural events are going out on the town again to experience both the pleasure of art as well as see how artists are interpreting the recent past. But getting back to some semblance of normalcy is not easy. NewsHour Weekend Special Correspondent Simona Fulteen is in Iraq and has our story.
A slight wind of hope is blowing through old Baghdad. On a rainy autumn day, a small group of artists and art enthusiasts gather on historic Rashid Street for an open-air photography exhibition. It's an unusual sight in a city that has been marred by violence for much of the past 16 years.
It was wonderful. It was very spiritual. People, they don't see this daily, and the world does not see this about Baghdad.
Hussein Mutar is taking part in the Art Walk, a weekend event during which young artists exhibit their work at famous landmarks throughout the city. His photography project documents Baghdad's transformation over the past decades by hanging up old photographs of Baghdad alongside his own. Mutar chose famous archive pictures of the capital and photographed the same places to show how the city has changed. While there has been some development, much of Baghdad's old architecture has suffered from damage and neglect.
This particular picture is hung in a building from the year 1933. It's a very old and beautiful building. The combination of the columns and the outside details, and also the balconies, is very particular, and it distinguishes Al-Rashid Street.
Mutar, aged 20, comes from a generation that grew up mostly indoors to avoid the violence that raged on Baghdad streets in the wake of the 2003 American-led invasion. For years, daily explosions and sectarian strife altered the physical appearance and social cohesion of the city. Then, after a brief lull in violence, ISIS took control of a third of Iraq's territory in 2014. And although its so-called caliphate never extended to Baghdad, the group terrorized the city with car bombs and suicide attacks. Security has much improved since ISIS' defeat in 2017, and gradually the concrete blast walls that have blocked off streets and buildings for years are coming down. Mutar's exhibition is an effort to rediscover and reclaim his city.
People started to think of Baghdad like it does not represent them. Due to the architectural changes and destruction we can see. We are trying to make them believe again.
As much as these young artists seek to overcome the impact of the war, it has inevitably shaped their art. Luay Al-Hadari exhibits his work in Liberation Square.
I worked on the topic of women who were taken as slaves by ISIS and sold on the market as sex slaves.
Al-Hadari says his sculpture of a woman from Iraq's Yazidi minority has broken shackles to represent the ongoing fight for freedom in Iraq.
I chose Liberation Square because the Freedom Monument is the largest monument in the Middle East, which represents liberation.
The Freedom Monument in Baghdad's Liberation Square was designed by a famous Iraqi artist called Jawad Salim in the 60s, a time when Baghdad was a jewel of Arab capitals with a thriving art scene. Many decades and wars later, that scene is a shadow of its former self. Artists today struggle to grab the attention of a public that's too exhausted to care. Only a few people stopped to observe the exhibits of the young artists.
So many people are just working and they don't know about art. Even more of them, they don't have any education and like that. So this is something new for us.
It's not just declining educational opportunities that have stunted interest in art over the past decades. After the demise of Saddam Hussein's secular dictatorship, Iraq witnessed a resurgence of political Islam and conservative Islamic values that deemed much of art as haram or forbidden. Only a few organizations dared to push the boundaries. This art institute, called Beit Tarkib, or the House of Installation in Arabic, was established in 2015 to promote contemporary art.
When we did the first installation exhibition, people were shocked and said, "This is not art." This is a question, what is art?
Beitar Kib is run by Hella Mavis.
The Iraqi society, some of them, of course, are conservative, but some of them are simply afraid to make a change. So this is what we are trying to do, not to be afraid to make a change. And other people will follow, I'm sure. They started to follow us.
Beitar Kib organizes exhibitions and workshops to help emerging artists develop their portfolios and get exposure through events like the Art Walk. It receives funding from French and German cultural institutes, but not the Iraqi government.
The government doesn't care at all about the young generation and art, especially culture. No, nothing. Grants like we have in Europe, so we have grants for the young generation, grants for cultural institutions. Here is nothing.
The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Antiquities does organize and fund several art festivals and other cultural activities to promote Iraqi artists, musicians and writers, according to spokesperson Omran Al-Obeidi.
Every year we put in place an integrated plan to support cultural and artistic activities in all of Iraq. The ministry provides all the required facilities for these events.
But Al-Obeidi admitted that the number of programs is limited due to insufficient funds. The ministry's share of the government's 2019 budget is less than 0.2%.
We've got the smallest budget of all the ministries, but we overcame this difficulty through appropriate management and the selection of the right activities that deserve the attention and that have relevant cultural impact in the artistic media and the cultural field.
But the bulk of resources are spent on salaries and not programs. More than 98% of the ministry's 2019 budget of $118 million is earmarked for administrative expenses and the payroll for its 13,800 employees, with only $1.9 million left for art, music, and other cultural activities. The lack of government support reverberates through all segments of Baghdad's culture scene. Iraq's National Symphony Orchestra once received more government funding and attracted conductors and musicians from around the globe. Today, it suffers from a shortage of funds and basic facilities, including a dedicated building. The orchestra meets three times a week to rehearse at this dance studio at the Music and Ballet School.
There's no comparison. The simplest things the orchestras around the world have are lacking here. The location, as you see, it's not convenient or appropriate for an orchestra rehearsal because of the echo.
Some of the musicians are frustrated at the perceived lack of opportunities. Nepotism is prevalent and getting ahead requires connections, says this 19-year-old violinist. He's been with the orchestra for 7 years, but hasn't been offered a salaried position, so he plays for free.
Playing in the second violin, and then I got promoted to the first violin, and I've been like in every concert they've had, but I still haven't got the employment because I don't have any connections.
Despite all these challenges, on this night, the orchestra draws a packed audience at Baghdad's National Theater. Fahad Haddad and Faisal Habib are medical students and regular concert goers. For them, being able to visit cultural events like this one is a sign of Baghdad rising.
People in the beginning used to be afraid maybe of congested places and crowded places, such as this one.
Music is one aspect of a normal life, and this is what we're trying to have around here, even though we're having a lot of obstacles from having a normal life, but we're trying our best.